Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Always great to have Tracy Sandler on. She's known as the 49ers fangirl. You may have seen her on Mornings on 2. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter at 49ers fangirl. She just spent the last couple days observing the 49ers mandatory minicamp. Well, Tracy, welcome back. Thanks for being on again.
Thank you for having me.
So, I know this is like hard to answer because it's kind of a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. At this stage in the year, at this stage with the roster, did anything stick out to you during minicamp in terms of the players?
I mean, you know, it is so hard to tell because they're not in pads.
Yeah.
I think the thing that does stick out to me, though, is that the defense is really coming together and that the chemistry on defense is really working. And yesterday, the defense had 3 interceptions. They were celebrating those interceptions like they were in, it's mini camp. They're not in pads.
Right.
It's June, and they're celebrating those interceptions. There was such excitement and celebration. I think that just really speaks to the attitude on the team and how that has changed and the excitement on the team. So that's something that's really stood out from an actual playing perspective. Generally, the team, and Kyle Shanahan talked a lot about this week, but the team looks tighter. They look closer. They seem excited to be out there playing football. And that's really standing out, and I think that's going to make a difference. And like Joe Staley said yesterday, he enjoys football again, and I think that a lot of them are feeling that way.
Yeah, I was actually going to get to that. You wrote a piece about how the NFL has their campaign, Football is Family, and how the Niners are kind of embracing that. You mentioned Joe Staley. I heard him say the other day that Kyle Shanahan's the smartest coach he's ever been around. A bunch of players talking about the way they're looking at film is totally different. Hell, they had a barbecue instead of doing a final day of practice during the mandatory minicamp. How else do you see the camaraderie changing with this new regime?
Well, you can just see them, just the way that the players interact with each other, the way that they support each other on the field. Kyle mentioned that, you know, he knows after practice, no one's just running out the door, that like 3 hours later, they might still be in the locker room hanging out. Brian Hoyer said yesterday that with his receivers, they'll get together over these next several weeks before training camp starts just to keep the chemistry going and continue to build that chemistry. So I just think you're seeing everybody having fun again. I mean, it is a game and it should be fun. And the last couple of years have just been so awful. And obviously coming off a 2-14 season, and granted, a lot of guys on this roster actually were not part of that 2-14 season.
Talking with 49ers fangirl Tracy Sandler, you can catch all her Niner coverage at 49ers fangirl on Twitter. Also, I was thinking about how the team itself, Jed, and maybe this comes from John Lynch talking to the brass and saying, you know what, we need to get more alumni around. You see Charles Haley around. They are going to redo Levi's with more nods to the past with the Super Bowl championships. And I know there's a mural now in the locker room with historic players. Why do you think the Niners didn't do that previously, embrace their past, and why do you think they're doing it now?
You know, I'm not sure why they didn't do it previously. To be honest, I could speculate, but I'm not sure why they didn't do it previously. But I think that's been a learning experience for the York family and for Jed York and for this new regime, and to not forget that there is a reason the 49ers are considered an elite organization, and that reason is not what's gone on the last few years. So I think now they're looking at the past and really understanding how important it is to acknowledge that, how important it is to have the alumni, because not only do those people deserve to be recognized, but having those people around is inspirational. I mean, having a Jerry Rice around, a Charles Haley around, the people that were on winning teams that knew what it took to win, I think is very inspirational for younger players. And, you know, for a lot of these players at this point, even though it's sad to say, like, they grew up watching Jerry Rice. They grew up watching Joe Montana. That's probably part of the reason they love football is they love Steve Young, Charles Haley. So,
yeah, and from a fan's perspective, I mean, it makes me as a fan feel like I'm being embraced as well. You know, I'm a part of that history, too.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's absolutely true.
Hey, Tracy, shoot out your website and all the other things we can catch you on real quick.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at 49ers Fangirl. The website is fangirlsportsnetwork.com. And on Facebook, 49ers Fangirl. On YouTube, 49ers Fangirl. They're the same. So that's where you can find me. And I just put up an article about minicamp yesterday, and I'm going to be putting up later a five fun facts on Joe Staley, and everybody really loves the five fun facts, and that was a particularly great one. He was an awesome subject, so
nice.
Make sure to check it out.
All right, check it out. 49ers fangirl Tracy Sandler, thanks for being on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.